Now, you're listening to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, and our guest has turned up, and it's Will from the Over 50s Friendship Group. Welcome, Will.
Thank you very much, Alan, and also to your listeners. I hope we have a joyful and a safe Easter.
Yes, and we hope it's no tragedies on the road, because it can be a bad time, Easter. But anyway, we're here to talk about this Over 50s Friendship Group. Will, when did it first start?
We've been operating about 4 years.
Oh, so relatively new. Relatively new.
Relatively, yes. We operate out of Yarra Junction from the Yarra Burn Club Rooms, which are right opposite the Yarra Junction football ground.
Yep. Now, I noticed that we've been doing promotion for you. You also run a Saturday night dance once a month too, don't you?
Correct. Yes, that's run on the fourth Saturday of the month at the Wandon North Hall, which is located on the roundabout at Wandon, right next to the CFA. Yep. And everybody is welcome, even people who want to learn to dance.
So, Will, where did the idea come for this Over 50s Friendship Group? Was it one person, or was it a group of people got to it? How was it originated in the first place?
Small group of people in Yarra Junction decided that they needed to socialise, and they wanted to outreach to people who were just sitting at home, what we'll call hibernating, four walls, TV and a couch.
So was this prior to COVID?
Yes, just before.
Right. So you picked a bad time to start running into COVID, didn't you?
Well, I think COVID picked a bad time to start.
Yeah, that's probably true too. So you got together, you formed a group. So what was the first activity that you came up with?
Well, we meet, and this is the original, we started meeting on a Monday at Yarra Burn. Yeah. The idea was we met at 12, we'd have maybe a light lunch, we'd play cards in the afternoon, finish about 4 p.m. And from there we progressed, and we started doing the similar type thing on the Wednesdays in the hall, only this time we incorporated indoor bowls with it.
Yep.
And when I leave here, whenever, I'll be going straight up to the club, because again, Wednesday is our day, and yep, I'll probably miss the meal, but I'll be up there for the cards.
So I know we've been doing reading some CSAs for you, and I think one of them is that there's a free meal on a let me just pull
if
it up.
If I may, Alan, third yep, Wednesday of the month.
Yep, and it's at the Yarra Burn Senior Citizen Hall in Park Road, Yarra Junction, starting at 12:30. Now, it's free to anybody to come along to that, isn't it?
It's a community lunch. It's open to everyone who would like to attend, and there is no charge for it. It's all free.
Yep. Also, like apart from, pardon me, you also, as you just mentioned, meet on a Monday and a Wednesday, as well as the dancing too, isn't there?
Correct. We also have other activities. Once a month we try to do an outdoors activity. Last month we went over to the Healesville RSL for their Melody Morning, where they have live singing.
Oh, yeah.
And we intend to go back again next month. We are privileged in that we can get the use of an 18-seater bus. So anybody who wants to come along is more than welcome. I think it costs us about $2 to watch the show, and you can stay on for lunch if you wish afterwards.
All right. Well, I've just got to take a quick break. We've got some ads pop up and that. We'll take that, and then we'll be back with more.
It's my life.
welcome back to Community Connections, and I'm talking to Will from the Over 50s Friendship Group. First of all, Will, what sort of numbers do you get along to your events?
We have, I think there's about 25 in the club at present, and we are getting inquiries from people who are now starting to understand what we're about, obviously through the free lunch we're giving on. And the biggest hassle we have, of course, is that we're dealing mainly with an elderly community, because rightly or wrongly, I don't agree with the term over 50s. I think it should just be the Yarra Valley Friendship Group.
Yep.
But reality is that we have so many people in the community, as I said earlier, we're just sitting at home virtually doing nothing.
Yep.
And we're trying to get them to come out, get away from the four walls, come out, socialise, enjoy themselves, and join in the activities that we're putting on, especially the ones where we get the bus, we go out.
Yeah, well, one of the things that the listeners know that I talk about a lot on this program, because I do a lot of interviews, obviously, and it's social isolation. And they're saying that if we don't start to break down this social isolation, that it's going to be a killer, that it is going to kill people, because they'll just sit at home, do nothing, and if you're not connected with other people, it's not good for dementia. There's a whole lot of, and I've had medical people in here talking about it, there's a whole lot of medical conditions they can tap into that are started off because of social isolation.
You're now heading to an area where I would love to talk about. It's our dance.
Yep, let's go for it.
All right. If you're one of these healthy type people, you might enjoy going for a walk of a day. One, two, three. I use the old term, Alan. I'm way old, so it's miles for me, not kilometres.
Yeah.
And I see many people walking. And I also see them, they'll stop, they'll look over fences, looking at the gardens, what people have in their gardens, what their structure is in the front yard. And this is their, what I'll call, health kick.
Yep.
Now, I'd like to touch on something that, to me, many years ago, I started ballroom dancing as a young teenager. And I eventually became a teacher. Now, I've left the scene when I met my wife. She wasn't interested in dancing. And 2 years ago, I had the unfortunate mishap of having to have both my knees replaced. So I'm now Tin Legs, Mr. Titanium.
Yeah, $1 million man.
Well, they cost quite a bit of money. Anyway, I needed to do something to get my legs working again.
Yep.
So I went back to dancing. Now, people think of dancing, I suppose, as old fuddy-duddies going around the floor to Jimmy Shan, Victor Sylvester. Boy, I'm touching base here with some people.
Yep.
But that's not the case. In Victoria, and I believe now around the world, dancing is classified as a sport.
Yep.
If you ever get the opportunity to see live, or maybe go onto YouTube and watch these competition dances, and I defy anyone to try and keep up with them, this is the best thing since sliced bread.
And it's also excellent for the heart too, isn't it?
I was just about to touch on it from the tip of your head.
Yep.
The fact that you have to be thinking all the time about what am I doing, where do I go next, it's great brain feed.
Yep.
The brain really, when you look at it, the older we get, the brain doesn't do much. We know that we go to the fridge, we're going to get the milk out. There's no thinking.
Yep.
When you get involved with dancing, the first thing is the brain has to be engaged, so therefore it's healthy. You go down through your cardiovascular system. I have been on blood pressure tablets now for 12 years. Would you believe that 6 months ago I stopped taking them? Have not had any need to go back on them, purely because of dancing. I go from there, I go down to my knees, which I mentioned earlier were titanium. I go down to the feet, I have osteoarthritis. everything that I've been doing has improved my health unbelievably. Yes. Gee, apart from my hearing.
Daisy's not going to help that.
No, it is not. I do wear hearing aids, but the dancing, if you really have the that inkling, you want to get out, you want to do something, you don't want to be sitting at home,
yep,
and you want to make yourself fit and healthy.
And meet other people.
And socialising.
Yep.
Best thing ever. Even with this dreaded COVID, you know, I call it the nasty cold,
yep,
you really will benefit from coming out and dance. Music? No, it's not music from the 30s, 40s. It's current music that we play.
Yep.
The dance is, as I said earlier, on the fourth Saturday of the month at the Wandon Hall. Starts at 8 p.m. Everyone is welcome. It costs you $15 per person to enter.
So what sort of dancing do you do?
All right, we'll start off. If you're an old-time dancer, we do most of the old-time dances.
Just to
name a few. Marilyn is one, Gypsy Tap, Pride of Erin, Charmaine, Tangoette.
Yep.
We go on to Latin American, rumba, samba. We don't do the samba all that much anymore, but cha-cha, tango. And then you get into line dancing.
Oh, yeah.
Jive,
yep.
Rock and roll.
Yep.
We cover it all. And what we'll do, we'll pick a dance, just so everyone knows a Charmaine.
Yep.
We play three songs for that dance. Then we move on to another dance. So we'll do in all about 20 dances a night. Yep. And one set will be rock and roll, one set will be line dancing.
Yep.
And it's split up and spread right across the board over that 3 hours.
That's terrific. Apart from the cost of getting into the dance, is there a cost to join the over 50s friendship group as well?
No, it's all free.
Right. So all they've got to do is turn up on either one of the Mondays or the Wednesdays.
I'd like to think, Alan, that we are free. The only thing is, I don't say we charge for an entry. I say we charge to let you out. at the club, we pay $3.
Gee, that's right. Yeah.
And that really, it helps to go to defray the costs of the hall,
yep,
which council have been fantastic with, and I must congratulate them because they have bent over backwards to help us with the dance at the Wandon Hall.
That's terrific. Yep.
And the cost that they've given us, it's unbelievable compared to what the normally rate is.
Is there a cost to join the group, or is it only just like your $3 when you go, or your $10 for the dancing?
No cost at all.
No cost. I've got to take another quick break. We've got to keep these sponsors happy, so we'll just play those.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Kind you deal
And that was Savage Garden and Break Me and Shake Me. And I'm talking to Will from the Over 50s Friendship Group, although he liked to call it the Friendship Group, so we'll keep going. Will, I mean, we were talking before, and it's something that is, well, so dear to my heart, but something I've been broadcasting with about the last few years is this social isolation. We're at a stage in our lives when we've got iPhones, iPads, we can talk to people all over the world, but we don't seem to be talking to our next-door neighbours. And the other set of people that I really get concerned about is that some people retire to the Yarra Valley because they've lived in Melbourne, they want to come up here, they've got their whole retirement planned out, and one of the partners dies. And all of a sudden, some of these people just don't know what to do with themselves, do they?
They do not. They become shellfish.
Yep.
They shut up.
I don't know what shellfish is, but I'll go with that, yeah.
Okay, well, shellfish open up and then they close.
Yep.
They're happily married, the shellfish is open.
Yep.
They lose their
other
half. They've
got children coming up.
Correct, yep. And they close up.
Yep.
And I've seen quite a few people close up to their own family. They just go into grief mode.
Yep.
And they don't know what to do. I used to describe it many years ago when I lost my first wife. She was only 31.
Gee, that's young.
Mm. And I remember I won an award, which I won't go into, but I had to appear on national television.
Right.
And I was asked a very similar question, and my reply was, well, it's just like me sitting on the footpath watching the traffic going past and not being involved.
Yep.
I shut down. I built a brick wall around myself. So I think that doesn't have to be the loss of your other half. I don't use the word partner.
Yep. Right?
But the loss of your other half.
Yep.
It does strange things to people, and no one seems to be copycat on someone else. We all suffer differently.
Yep, and for different reasons.
Yeah, well, I know one bloke, he lost his wife and he was remarried in 6 months.
Yep.
That's up to the individual, but we go through this, I'll call it a grieving stage.
Yep.
No different than even a person who's, say, living out at Millgrove on their own, and all they have is their couch, they have the TV and the fridge and something to cook on. And that's their life. They get up, they cook, they go and sit down, they watch telly.
But it's not good for their own well-being, though, is it?
No, and you touched on a very good point a while ago when you mentioned the internet. I wonder if I said to you, Alan, when was the last time you actually wrote a letter to someone?
Yeah, I totally agree. Totally agree.
And I think back, we are so now used, when we get on the phone, you watch the younger generation, they don't ring up and talk to their friends. They're texting all the time.
And the difference the only difference is, but back when we were sending letters, you expected an answer a week, 2 weeks later. Now, people ring the phone or send a text, and if you don't reply within 2 minutes, they want to know what's wrong.
Correct. Hence this morning when I replied to Michael by mistake instead of you, and I didn't get a reply, and I started to panic, thinking, am I on or not? And then I received a text sometime later saying, oh, can we put it off a month? So I sat at home blissfully doing some other jobs.
Wrong person. And well, I've got to take it one more break, and we'll be back with more.
Ba 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 ba. To a dance, looking for romance. Saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann. Barbara Ann, 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 Barbara Ann. You got me rocking and a rolling, rocking and a reeling, Barbara Ann, 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 Barbara Ann.
Let's go! Barbara Ann. Ba, 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 Barbara Ann.
I'm talking to Will from the Over 50 Friendship Group. Will, let's just get back to the dance for a minute. As we're going to have to wind up in a few minutes, what happens, like, supposing I'm in the situation, I'm listening to it today, but I haven't danced for 40 years. Am I going to be sort of a bit of a fool coming along to your dance, or what's going to happen?
No, even if you have two genuine left legs, we can help. I run a dance class at that hall in Wandon every Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for 1 hour.
Tell us that again so we can...
7:30 p.m. on Tuesdays.
Every week, did you
every
say?
Every week.
Yeah.
Apart from the last week this month when I'm off to Mallacoota fishing, but that's another story.
Another story.
And I'm teaching at the moment 14 people who have never danced in their life.
Terrific.
And so far, they're already doing five dances.
Gee, that's all right.
Yep. And they have never danced. They just come along, and there's no charge whatsoever.
I was going to ask you that.
But
no,
I do have a jar there because people have wanted to pay. I said, look, if you want to put a gold coin in to cover the cost of the hall or the milk,
yep,
because I put on tea and coffee afterwards, you're welcome, but that's all just a gold coin. There's no paperwork to fill out. All I require for insurance purposes is your name and a phone number.
Yep.
That's proof that you've been there that night. Same as a dance when you come in. All you have to do is print your name and your phone number. And I like a suburb down just so I know where you're coming from.
Where you're coming from, yep.
But the dance, as I said, $15 per head. And all that's required of you is you bring whatever you'd like for supper. If you like a cold drink during the night, you bring that and a glass. And because of COVID, we can't have cups being used in the hall apart from your own one, which you must take home.
Yep. But just to get back to your dancing lessons on a Tuesday night, that's just totally free. And it doesn't matter what level of activity you've been up to in the past.
No, as I said earlier... 14 people never danced before in their life. And
terrific.
They're now doing five dances in, I think we've had four lessons.
Yep. And that will keep going. Like when we're talking about, that's not just for a term or anything, like a person could come along for that all year.
No, what will happen is if I get enough people who want to start now,
yep,
I may look at starting at 7, putting them through a half hour, or running another night. So I'd have it. Yep. Really beginners,
yep,
and ones that are now what I call semi-advanced.
Oh, that's terrific. So, and of course, most of those people would come along on the Saturday dance too, wouldn't they?
I was shocked last week when we had our dance on. Two of the new students, as I call them, turned up,
yep,
only having done the waltz, and
yep,
they wound up getting up for most of the dances on the night, and they were just so happy.
Terrific.
And the wife in particular said to me she was so tired at the end of it, but she felt so good.
I bet she... And we should just quickly mention again, because I know that a lady I knew heard of a while ago, her doctor actually suggested that she takes up dancing, because it's a bit like you said, it's not just your legs, it's everything, and particularly with her, it was the heart.
Cardiovascular.
Yeah.
Within 5 minutes of even turning up for the lesson,
yep,
within 5 minutes, your inner core, you feel like you've been leaning up against a radiator. Your whole system is working and the blood, yep, is flowing through from head to toe,
yep,
and you feel warm. Last night when we were at lessons, somebody asked me, could we turn the overhead fans on? And, you know, it wasn't warm, but we were all cooking. And it's a great feeling.
Now, we need to quickly mention, because we're running out of time very fast, that your lunch is on a Wednesday. Now, that's...
Third Wednesday, Alan.
First Wednesday of the month. So, 2 weeks a day?
Whatever you tell me.
And it's at the Yarraburn Senior Citizens Hall in Park Road, Yarra Junction, starting at 12:30. So I presume 2 weeks a day.
Correct. You need to get there a bit after 12.
Yep.
But most important, if you do want to come, you cannot just turn up for the lunch. We have to cater for it.
Yeah, they need to ring Carol, don't they?
They have to ring Carol, and I hope you have her number handy.
0400 515 755. 0400 515 755.
And I guess if they don't have paper, they might be driving, maybe they could ring the station.
They can ring the station any time.
And also they can get my number off air as well if they want to talk to me about the dance or the lessons.
I'll get that before you go. Will, I got to go. News is knocking on the door. Thank you very much for coming in and talking to us.
Thank you for having me, Alan.
No worries, thanks.